Hello, I'm Jeff Rio, advisor of the Student Activities Board. SAB is excited to have David Bazan returning for the fourth time to Messiah College on March 27th at 8 p.m. in the Larson Student Union. I'd like to take this opportunity to discuss his music, and especially his new album, Curse Your Branches. A few years back, Bazan was at a conference where writers were talking about art and faith. Bazan was sharing that he felt, as an artist, he majored in darkness and minored in light, meaning that his music dealt primarily with doubt and dark, heavy themes. He felt that maybe this was not what he was supposed to be doing as an artist of faith, that maybe he could sing about the darkness, but that he should write more songs that expressed affirmation, joy, or love. The audience disagreed, affirming the need for people of faith to deal honestly and appropriately with sin and doubt in their art. The audience affirmed his ability to recognize and challenge the sins that many Christians struggle with, such as gossip, judgmentalism, and self-righteousness. He does this very effectively on the song Slow and Steady Wins the Race, in which the narrator is proud of his faithfulness, though he refuses to have compassion on his brother who needs help.
All the way to
So Bazan continued to major in darkness. He put out two concept albums in his time as Pedro the Lion, which both tell narratives of corrupt men who lie, cheat, and steal to get what they want. Both albums end with someone being murdered. These albums are excellent explorations of the sinfulness that exists in all of us. Bad choices are made. Secrets are kept. We may not kill to protect our lives, but Bazan effectively puts up mirrors that help us see our own selfishness and greed. Like those narrative albums, Bazan's newest, Curse Your Branches, holds together thematically very well, telling the story of someone who wrestles with questions about God, turns to alcohol for comfort, alienates his family along the way, and ultimately abandons belief in God. But this is not another fictional concept album. This is autobiographical. Bazan has always dealt honestly with his doubts in his music, but never this personally. In particular, Bazan is struggling with the source for all of the darkness in us and around us. Did it really stem from a piece of poison fruit?
You expect me to believe that all this misbehaving grew from one enchanted tree, and helpless to fight it, we should all be satisfied. This magical explanation for why the living die and why it's hard to be, hard to be, hard to be a decent human being.
Bazan turns from mere questions about the Bible to direct challenges addressed to God. In the song When We Fell, Bazan accuses God of manipulation and bullying. angry questioning by Bazan may sound harsh, but in the Old Testament we read similar challenges by Abraham, by Moses, and by David in the Psalms. While Job's questioning might not be classified as angry, he, like Bazan, struggles with the problem of evil and asks for God to explain. Bazan has thoughts about that exchange as well.
When Job asked you the question, you responded, "Who are you to challenge your Creator?" Well, if that one part is true, it makes you sound defensive, like you had not thought it through enough to have an answer.
The album also details Bazan's struggle with alcohol abuse, a problem he has acknowledged in interviews. In Please Baby Please, he details how, after a particularly disastrous night of drinking, his wife's begging eyes lead him to reflect on the destruction he is causing. The song shows off Bazan's ability to write melodies. It is also perhaps the most intimate song Bazan has ever written.
When I woke up the next morning, look right through me. Through your eyes crying, I could finally see. They said, "Please, baby, please, baby, please." They said, "Please, baby, please." They said, "Please, baby, please, baby, please." Please, baby, please.
Bazan may be dwelling in the darkness of doubt and drunkenness on much of the album, but he does offer some light in the song Bearing Witness. In the song, he explains that he is tired of pretending to believe in things that he doesn't believe in, because that is not what bearing witness is. After several other examples of what bearing witness is not, his conclusion is hopeful.
No, it may alienate your family and blur the lines of your identity. Let go of what you know and honor what exists, son. That's what bearing witness is, daughter. That's what bearing witness
is. I hope these thoughts here and your own reflections on Bazan will help you to prepare for the concert on March 27th. Thank you for listening.
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.